The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said to the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. He had no relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good evening. Even though we know that Jesus eventually died on the cross, we know that he had to first start being human by being born. And again, please remember the beauty, the elegance, and the simplicity of Christmas. No? Because if we forget that, what is happening now, it has become too complicated. Some of you even said, "I dread Christmas." Some of you are even afraid, hesitant, or even getting angry while Christmas is approaching. Why? Because you have allowed yourself to complicate Christmas. You have allowed yourselves to be more concerned about pleasing people rather than what? Pleasing God. Christmas was never meant to be complicated. Who do you think wants Christmas to be complicated? God or the devil? Huh? Remember, when it is complicated, what happens? You don't even have time to pray. You don't even have a grateful heart. You are angry because you are more concerned about people. These past few weeks, we have been telling people, please, God doesn't care your decorations. That is for you, yes? The decorations are for you to make you feel happy. But God wants us to give to him our love. A reconciled, righteous in his sight, love for him. That is what Christmas is. The joy we feel is that here is this God who does not need us, who can exist without us, and yet he chose to be born in a manger and eventually die on the cross. Christmas is all about God's love and us loving God. First, love God, and then love your neighbors. Love God first, not your neighbors. If you only love your neighbors and not God, that's socialism. You only care about the people, but you disconnect yourself from God. And that's no good.
Loving people, if you truly love them, you cannot be saved by your love for people. Huh? Even the Ten Commandments says first, huh? The first commandment is about what? Love God. Please. No? That is my concern, because sometimes I see people being melodramatic about loving anything from total strangers far, far away, and then even loving animals rather than loving God. That's the problem. We have forgotten heaven is all about God. You and I will not enter heaven without loving God first. Heaven was not meant for you and I to see our family members there. Huh? You may have friends who passed away or family members who passed away. You wish they are in heaven, but you would like to go to heaven not to be with them, but to be with God. And that is why it's exciting to celebrate Christmas, because it reminds us of the divine love. All about divine love. So the question now is, today, you're going to celebrate Christmas. What did you prepare to please God? See, that's the problem. My struggle is how to convince. Remember, I told you already in the Philippines, my struggle is, as a priest, how to convince people in the Philippines that even though they are poor, suffering, God loves them. Here in America, my struggle to convince you guys that whatever you have, because we have so much, is nothing compared to have God in our lives. My struggle is how to convince people not to concentrate too much on making money and be sociable, and first and foremost, convince people to prioritize God in their lives. That's the struggle. Big difference from having nothing in the Philippines and convince people that even though they have nothing, God is with them. Emmanuel. Same thing here, in a different perspective, that whatever we have, clothes, house, cars, money, fame, whatever, are still nothing compared to being with God. You cannot boast anything to God except your love for Him. Remember, Adam and Eve, they saw God, they met God, they talked with God intimately. And what did they choose? To discard God over something else. And that is what is happening sometimes, even among us Catholics. Christ gave us the sacraments, baptism, confirmation, communion, penance, everything. And yet, what do we choose? Many do not go to confession regularly. Sometimes we have to beg them to go to confession. And then we have also CNEs, wherein they only show up Christmas and Easter, and then they expect to go to heaven. I'm sorry, but you don't. You will not go to heaven, I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now. Even with all these decorations, if you only have a fleeting relationship with Jesus and not constant and intense and real, no? I have to convince you, and please be convinced, that the reality of God is real, and that it is our honor and privilege to pray to Him, to thank Him, to worship Him, because He died on the cross. So these are just my reminders for you today. as you celebrate the birth of the divine love of Christ. And remember, all of us here struggle to really love God more and more. Because it is so easy to glorify ourselves. It is so easy to be attached to the world. Easy, very, very easy. And because of that, the only way for you to fight, go against the devil, is to pray more. You cannot fight the devil. You cannot fight evil if you have no constant communication with God. So if you have time to go to your internet, Facebook, email, text, if you have more time doing these things rather than God, what do you think? Remember what Christ said again and again and again to Peter. And he also is reminding us that when Peter betrayed him, simple thing, do you love me? If God were to ask you and I now, whether we or not really love him, really, really love him, what will be your answer?